The legislature goes into its annual session tomorrow with a major focus on energy-related issues. Fuel development and supply, as well as taxes, are at the top of the agenda for both parties, although how much eventually gets to the governor's desk is still up in the air. From Juneau, APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Both House and Senate committees held hearings on energy throughout the state since last year's session, on the plan to send North Slope gas to North American markets, on renewable energy projects, and on guaranteeing fuel for Alaskans to use. Combined with a recent upsurge in debate over petroleum tax structure, energy will demand lawmakers' attention this year. House Speaker Mike Chenault says the rest of the session will hinge on two points. Will members be willing to spend the money it'll take? And will they be willing to turn down some of the many alternatives under consideration?
At some point in time, the legislature and the administration or the governor is going to have to stand up and say, we've got to make a move and pick a project if that's what it takes and move forward. Now, you know, will that be a Chacachamna or would that be a Susitna or an in-state gas line? I can't tell you which, but there's too many options out there right now for the legislature to move forward on.
Consideration of taxes stems from Governor Parnell's proposal to make minor changes to the tax regime. Chenault says there's room for movement, and he and other House members do support change, but he's not ready to predict how extensive that change will be.
What we're talking about right now is the economy of Alaska and the people working in Alaska. And because of the time frame that these corporations make their investments on, can Alaska stand around for a year or 2 years before they make a decision on a five-year plan that the industry is going to propose for spending in Alaska? And I don't think that we can.
The Senate is not ready to pick up on that subject, however. President Gary Stevens says lawmakers have time to make good decisions on changes to the tax, and this year is too early. He says the current tax regime went into effect less than 2 years ago, and right now, Alaska is enjoying record-high revenue.
The question is, do we go too far? You know, do we need to look at it and say, well, maybe we're not encouraging development and exploration as much as we should? So that'll be an issue, but I'm not really certain that that'll be an issue decided this legislative session. It's something we've got time on.
House Democrats were a major factor in the votes for the North Slope gas line, energy projects, and the rewrite of the petroleum tax. And there is support among their minority caucus for long-term, reliable, low-cost energy. David Guttenberg of Fairbanks is the minority whip. He says it's all on the table for his members this year. He says Democrats want to see the development of fuel resources that'll take care of Alaskans.
If we go ahead with a gas line, some people think that is going to be the answer, but it's not unless we make it happen. You know, what's going to guarantee that we're going to have gas as equivalent to what Anchorage has now, Cook Inlet has now? What's going to guarantee that this propane distribution points for rural Alaska off of the Yukon or wherever? We have to make that happen.
All members say there are other issues that need consideration. The governor's scholarship program and giving members capital projects in their districts. Those will rise and fall during the next 90 days. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.